Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome back to the Squash Masters podcast. On today's episode, we're interviewing Caroline Eilson, former G15 number one and US Junior Open third place. Let's get into the interview. When did you start playing squash and why?
I started playing, I think I was 6 years old, and I started because my older brother was playing, and I got really jealous that he was playing and I wasn't, and so I begged my parents for lessons, and they let me play.
Tell us about how your whole family plays squash, and tell us about how that happened.
It all started with my older brother starting to play at our club, and then I started, and then when my little brothers got old enough, they started playing, and our whole family plays now.
Very cool. What do you remember about your first tournament? Was it good? Was it bad?
My first tournament, it was at Choate, and I was really excited to play, but I got last. I lost all my matches, and I got fourth. So it was four girls. I got fourth, but I was really excited still because I got a trophy, even though I got last. But, yeah.
Yeah. What other sports did you play? Or do you play?
I don't play any other sports anymore, but I used to sail really competitively and play soccer, but I stopped doing those so I could focus more on squash.
How many times do you play a day/week, and do you find it hard to balance with schoolwork?
So during a normal school year, I play 5 to 6 days a week to an hour to an hour and a half. But right now I can play a lot more because of Corona and I have more time. Mm-hmm.
Do you do any fitness or other cardio/footwork training on top of your squash training?
Yeah, I typically see during the school year, I see a like fitness trainer coach 1 to 2 times a week. But during the summer, I see someone 3 days a week.
Why do you think it's important to do fitness or footwork?
Because, I mean, fitness is a huge part of squash. You need to be fit and you need to be able to play long matches and still be able to play your best at the end of a 5-game match that you would be able to at the beginning of a match. Mm.
What's your best match and why?
My best match? Probably 2.5 years ago now at Nationals, I was down 2-love in the semis, and I was able to come back and win that match. And, yeah, that's one of my best kind of accomplishments, I think, because, yeah.
What do you think was different on that day that made it such a good match?
Well, I was so determined after being down 2-love that I didn't want to lose, obviously, but it was just I was so determined to win. I wanted to like prove that I could win and that I was better. And yeah.
What do you think your opponent felt after you won maybe one game after you were 2-love down?
I mean, I think it's like it can be hard because if you're up 2-love, you know, you have so much confidence, and if someone comes back and you know, plays really well, you can get kind of nervous and scared. I know I've certainly been in that position many times as well.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, what's your worst match where something was just off that day and that made you lose?
Not this past US Open, but the US Open before that, in the quarters, I was playing an Egyptian girl and I was up 2-love, and I actually had match balls, but I lost the whole match. I lost in 5. And that was really frustrating for me just because I was so close and I just wasn't focused. And then the last, like, 2 games, I just wasn't focused and I wasn't focused on, like, trying to figure out how to win. I was just so frustrated, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. How do you come back mentally and physically from those bad matches that we have sometimes?
Well, I mean, for me, I am always so determined to win. And so just like looking back on them, thinking about what I did wrong and what I want to do better next time, and then taking that into practice.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite squash player and why?
I think my favorite squash player is Nora Shabini. I met her probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I've seen a lot of her like professional matches, and I think I just really like how she plays, like her style. Yeah.
Do you have any tips for beginners who might be listening?
To always try your best, but have fun at the same time, and yeah, try, it'll help in the long run for sure.
What would you tell your 9-year-old self if you had a chance to go back in time?
Probably that I should definitely try hard at every practice because it does pay off, even if it isn't always fun, and always put in effort and never give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important. What's the shot that you always love to hit and annoy your opponents with?
I love like a two-wall boast from the back. Yeah.
How do you practice that shot when you're playing with like your coach?
I like whenever we do games and stuff in practice, I always hit a lot of them. And yeah.
In your opinion, what's the most important part of squash? Like fitness, mentality, maybe an important type of shot like you need to hit?
I want to say fitness, just because you have to be so fit in order to play, and you can't get tired, otherwise you won't be able to win the match. But every part is really important.
What's the shot that you always like lose to whenever your opponent hits it, and how are you planning to get over that shot?
I would say a tough shot for me is definitely the lob. I sometimes am too aggressive trying to return it, and that usually ends up with me hitting the tin. So just practicing returning the lob more, and not being so aggressive on it.
What's your goal in 3 years, and how do you plan to achieve that goal?
Well, my goal is to try to win the British. I don't know if that is going to be possible or not, but I definitely want to try and work towards that.
How have you been staying mentally and physically fit during the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, I've been really lucky to be able to play squash throughout the whole pandemic, which has been really great. So I've actually been playing double what I normally would play. So that's been really, really great.
Would you like to add anything to any of the questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, if you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As we try to grow the show, one way is for you guys to only share with just one friend who you think should listen to the show. Thank you.